A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There was a report, I'll bring it up actually, from ESPN that said that Liverpool had a €30 million offer for Fluminense midfielder Andre rejected by the Brazilian club. Sources have confirmed to ESPN Brazil the Merseyside club want Andre to join them before the transfer window closes, but Fluminense are reluctant to sell to let the Brazilian international leave before the end of the season. He's also spoken out himself, and basically said, "Yeah, I'm happy. I'm focused on the game. They've obviously got the Copa Libertadores. Easy for me to say tonight at time.
Early hours, isn't it?
Tomorrow morning. So where we're at with Andre now." Liverpool, where we are with Liverpool in terms of actually making a bid. I think there was reports a few weeks ago, again, it was around the Lavia stuff, that Liverpool had at least been in contact and asked the stuff. But this news of a bid's relatively fresh now, these reports of a bid anyway.
Yeah, actually denied by Liverpool that they've made a bid. Not denied that they've had contact with Fluminense this summer. I don't know how sort of extensive that contact was. I think it's one of them. And there's a new phrase that's popped up this summer about conditions of the deal, you know, that sort of, or terms and conditions of the deal, sort of what are you kind of looking for, what sort of, how open to selling are you, what's your sort of ballpark asking price, that kind of thing. In terms of an actual bid, yeah, Liverpool have been quite quick to deny that's taking place. And it does, I mean, all of the sort of, even ignoring that sort of element to it, all of the sort of pointers really have pointed towards Fluminense keeping him, haven't they? You know, and being keen to keep him. I think Andre, his interview was classic sort of player, wasn't it? Linked with club. It was like, oh, I'm flattered. It's great, you know, great to hear that big clubs are looking at me, but I'm focusing on this and I've got this to do. They've got a big game at Olympia, isn't it? Off Paraguay, early hours. And then the second leg will be early hours of deadline day. So that would be interesting if Liverpool were to, or anyone else were to make a move. But yeah, in terms of this bid, that's the Liverpool end of it, that they've said no.
On that again, I don't know what, if this has been reported much or if it's just people putting two and two together. But like everyone senses, this might be just one that they do for January. Also, the fact that the lad's been playing all year, like he hasn't had a break yet. So even if you signed him now, like he's probably going to need a little bit. He'll be knackered for that. But you know, he's been playing since, I think it's February or something. He's been playing a while.
Yeah, they've run calendar year.
It's almost like we're all just kind of thinking, oh yeah, well he'll just, the expectation is he'll come in January, but A, that's not guaranteed, I suppose, and B, in terms, you still have to leave a space open in your squad for that guy to come in January, unless you're certain someone else is going to go before. And like, I don't know, am I wrong in thinking like we shouldn't just assume anything really?
No.
It feels like this one's like, everyone's, oh yeah, well he'll be here in January. And it's like, well, I'm, you know, pump the brakes a little bit on that one.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't assume anything in regards to Liverpool and transfers, to be perfectly honest. But I think he's one that, if you look at him, you say his price tag's obviously quite favourable for any club, but for Liverpool as well, who've shown a desire to get value. His age is Liverpool's hitting zone. He's at a sort of a level where, yeah, he's proven a fair bit, but he's still got a lot to do. And he plays in a position and he's got a style that looks like it would, you know, add something to Liverpool. I think the only question I would have is obviously biggest question I have is how quickly are you ready to go from the Brazilian Championship and into the Premier League and starting games? And you know, that would be the question. There's not too many, is there? You know, you think of, you know, Gabriel Jesus came over, didn't he? I'm just trying to think of other players who've come straight from Brazil into the Premier League. There's not too many. A lot of them tend to have a stop off somewhere in Europe, don't they? You know, you think of obviously Coutinho, Firmino, Fabinho, Alisson, you know, Casemiro, whoever. They all, not many players are sort of oven ready to go straight into the Premier League. You know, some are, of course, and it's not impossible, but that would be the question you'd have to ask. Liverpool have obviously liked him enough to ask about him, so I certainly wouldn't steer anyone away from him. But in terms of this bid that's been made and rejected, yeah, Liverpool sources are saying no.
Yeah, flat out denying it. We'll see how it goes. On that, any like, I don't know, we're a week and a day away from. No, is it a week? No, it's a week and a day. A week tomorrow.
1st of September.
1st of September, transfer deadline day, 11 pm. Are you expecting to be busy? You be busy? Are Liverpool to be busy? Because
I'm always busy.
I mean, your fans want to do, mate. Devil makes way for our lands and all that. But it does feel like the last few days have been relatively quiet. And again, that could be a good thing. It could be, who knows? Listen, we signed with Taro Endo rather at 9 pm on a Wednesday, like out of nowhere, kind of. That just dropped. So. I don't know, there seems to be a little bit of a mood, and we see it more than often. Obviously, people contacting us and tweeting, Discords and whatever, saying, like, you know, what's happening, what's going on. What's your general sense of this last week and a little bit? Because Jürgen kind of ruled out the outgoings. I know there's been some Mo Salah nonsense, but that's just, I can't see that. Nat Phillips might be the only one who potentially leaves as a permanent. There's some loans there. But I don't know, do you got the sense that the people are still looking to do something?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a press conference tomorrow morning, I'm sure Jürgen, you know, listen, I can't remember the last time there was a press conference and Jürgen wasn't asked about signings, really, even out of transfer window season. So there will definitely be comments from Jürgen tomorrow. And he's been consistent, hasn't he? You know, look, you know, we don't make promises, but we're looking. And if the solution's out there. From his point of view, it would be crazy if he was happy with what he's got at the moment. And I don't mean necessarily in terms of quality. I just mean in terms of depth and numbers. You know, you look at the players they've lost. You know, Liverpool struggled to get a competitive side out, or a good side out for much of last season, and they had Milner, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Firmino, Fabinho and Henderson available. Since then, all of those six have left, plus Arthur Melo, obviously, okay, but he was signed to sort of alleviate that crisis, and he's left even that, and they've only got three in, and obviously, let's say you had Ben Doak as a first-team player and you had Stefan Bajcetic as a first-team player, you're still short. You're still short of numbers. And if you say that Fabinho and Henderson were two unexpected, you know, departures, well, at the very least, you need to replace both of them, don't you? You know, if you were planning for the season with those two and they've both gone, then you need to replace them, don't you? So I can't imagine Liverpool, anyone at Liverpool, as happy, you know, inverted commas, with exactly where they are. Whether they can find the player or the deal that's going to improve that situation and, you know, the perfect signing in the final weeks or final days of the window remains to be seen, but they have to be looking, and they are looking, absolutely. And I wouldn't be amazed if, you know, you saw a bit of Gravenberch sort of development, you know, maybe Andre. You know, stranger things have happened, even though the mood music suggests not. They have to be looking at least one more player. I think they need to get two more players, but at least one.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we'd all feel more comfortable if they could get themselves a defender and a midfielder. Again, the squad homegrown, all that kind of stuff kind of does make it a little bit tricky and all those kind of rules. They've got themselves back into a little bit of a corner with that one, in terms of it'd have to be a young, one of them would have to be a young or an English player, which
that's,
again...
That's what they do, really. You know, they
got a 20-year-old.
Yeah, they can easily... Well, not easily, but that's a solution that's available to them. You know, you look at the midfield already. We're in August. You know, James McConnell's been on the bench for the first Premier League game of the season. You know, already, Curtis Jones has picked up an injury. You know, Thiago's still not available yet, or certainly, you know, not ready to start games. Certainly, he hasn't even been on the bench yet. So, you know, the idea that you could sort of hide behind, but use that as, look, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this, we've got this. You haven't. You know, we know, history tells you haven't got what you think you've got at the start of the season. Liverpool, you know, all clubs really, you know, I think there's a knock-on effect as well, that injuries are far more prevalent at the moment. You know, you look at Chelsea's injury, United have just lost Mason Mount. You know, you need that assurance further back, and, you know, Liverpool have been caught out two of the last three seasons, one at centre-back and one in midfield, by not having those assurances in place. It would be a dreadful decision from the club if they were to leave themselves in a similar position this time, having had those warnings.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd all agree with that one. We'll see how it all pans out. With like 8 days to go, hopefully York Schmag, because as many phone calls as possible, send as many messages as he can. Hey guys, thanks for checking out that clip from our JNO Inside Show. It was lovely to have Neil in the studio as ever, and yet direct line to Liverpool, seemingly dismissing the fact that Liverpool have bid for Andre, but I'm sure there's more to come on that story. If you want to keep up to date with everything we do over on redmenplus.com, including JNO Insight, Transfer Insights, and a whole lot more as we enter the final week of the transfer window, then you head on over to redmenplus.com. Get all the shows, both in video and in podcast forms. You can watch them at home. You can listen to them on the go. Do whatever you want with them. So yeah, redmenplus.com. Go and sign up, and I'll see you over there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.